5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday, which means that tomorrow is... No, wrong. Tomorrow is Friday Eve. We do not use the... Well, because Friday Eve just sounds like the weekend is that much closer, which I think is kind of cool. Our pal Mike Dickinson is going to be along at 5:33. Talk a little bit about some of his citizen reporting. There's a lot of important stuff going on. I'm just telling you right now. A lot of good stuff going on. Chronic Care of Richmond text line is always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, my son is a school teacher and he's a Democrat, but he has had to finally admit he and his wife will not be able to afford a house for many years. Homeownership is not even in their 5+ year plan. It's crazy, isn't it? I'll tell you what, 804, my oldest boy is, he's freaking crazy is what he is. Big-time left-wing wackadoodle. And he's employed in the left-wing wackadoodle world, but he's out in California. His rent for a one-bedroom apartment is the same as my mortgage for my home. And there's not a chance on God's green earth that he will be in any position to purchase a home of any sort, perhaps any time. Now, my youngest guy who, well, I mean, he's 19. And politically, he's, I would say he's on the wrong side of things, but he doesn't like to talk about politics, which is great. And his gal pal, I'm pretty sure she's on the left as well, but we've never spoken about politics, and I'm okay with that. But I do sometimes overhear, because let's face it, eavesdrop is such an ugly and legally pernicious term, but I do overhear some of the kids, as I like to call them, speaking. They don't even have a vision of owning a home. Now, you remember Klaus Schwab, right? World Economic Forum over in Davos. Remember what he said? You won't own anything, and you'll be happy about it. Now, for you, for me, that's outrageous, right? I want to own my home. I don't want BlackRock owning my home. I don't want the Magnificent Seven owning my home. I want to own my home. I want to own my car. And by the way, I want to fill my car with gasoline. Just thought I'd mention that for the hell of it. But my kids, my boys, Julia doesn't have an opinion on this, obviously. But my boys, they seem perfectly poised to accept this idea that they're not going to own anything. So, I don't know, maybe that really is the case for them. Maybe they just think that's the way it ought to be. But I do look at other people, like friends of ours who have children about the same age. I'll tell you what, I don't think for a second my social media director, PJ Morrissey, is of the opinion that he's never going to own anything. I've got a sneaking suspicion that PJ will probably own any damn thing he wants. I look at a dear friend of mine, Adam Lee. You know Adam, right? Used to be the special agent in charge of the FBI's Richmond field office. Big, big, big dude over at Dominion now. I don't know exactly what his title is, but it takes 3 business cards for it. I mean, it's pretty impressive. His kids? They're amazing kids. I don't think any of the 3 are of the opinion that they will not own anything. Heck, I look at my friend Finn Lee, who just graduated from Hampton, Sydney. Super dude. He's working now with the RNC's election security project, all of that good stuff. I mean, we gave all the kudos, of course, to Governor Youngkin, but make no mistake, Finn had a big hand in making sure that all came to fruition. So I look at those folks, and I'm thinking, they're going to own stuff. They're not going to go along with this World Economic Forum Davos crap. They're damn right they're going to own stuff. But what if they're in their mindset, and my kids, who I don't know, I thought I raised them right. Obviously, I failed miserably. But you know, what if my boys are like, well, I don't need to own anything. I just don't get it. And maybe that comes with age. I mentioned earlier that I'm approaching one of those birthdays. One of those seminal birthdays where you just look at it and go, wow. So I already knew I'm not in middle age, because middle age, it means you're going to live the same amount of time on the opposite side. I'm far past that. You know, my use-by date is rapidly approaching. So I'm not under any illusions or delusions about that. But I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, man, what else should I be doing? What should I really do? And I came home from a concert the other night. I don't know if you know Robert Earl Keane. The Road Goes On Forever and The Party Never Ends is, I think, one of his biggest, most accepted tunes. You know, you would know that. If you went to Spotify or something, you would find that. Gringo Honeymoon, Corpus Christi Bay. I don't know. There's a bunch of songs. But anyway, so I went to see him. He was at the National. Heidi and I went. And I don't usually get merchandise because, as you know, I'm in this phase where I'm trying to get rid of stuff as opposed to accumulate more stuff. But they had a really cool baseball cap, and I bought it. And I did. I bought it, which means I own it. Explain that to Klaus Schwab in the World Economic Forum. I used money that I made plying a craft, a trade, and I bought it. And it says right on the front, The Road Goes On Forever. So when I came home from that concert, I went to my closet. I took my baseball cap off. Well, actually, no, let me phrase that. I took my boots off first. Took the boots off and then tossed my baseball cap. And I just assumed I was going to hit the floor because I look at the floor as, you know, it's a closet without hangers as far as I'm concerned. A good place to store things. But when I tossed that baseball cap that said The Road Never Ends, it landed perfectly on my carry-on. I always have my carry-on ready. I'm ready to go. So, and it landed in such a way. I put a photo up. If you're not with me on Facebook, do yourself a favor. Go to Facebook. I know it's on the Radio Cats page for sure. I think it's on the Jeff Katz Show page as well. But if you'll look for Radio Cats, RadioKatz, Radio Cats on Facebook, you'll find me. And you'll find that photo. And I just looked at that, and immediately all of these memories came rushing back of time spent on the road and adventures and, you know, working on the boardwalk in Wildwood, New Jersey, which is a carnival, is what it is. Big time, or it was a big time carnival. Thinking, man, missed that. Anyway, just popping up on my phone, for some reason I don't know, is a message from LinkedIn that says, I am a top applicant for 36 jobs. And I'm thinking to myself, that's great. I haven't applied for any jobs, and I haven't asked you to tell me about, but anyway. AI, once again, right? And maybe AI is trying to tell me something. Good Lord, I don't know. Should the people watching Stephen Colbert be laughing at certain things? Well, for the most part, no, because Stephen Colbert is a lot of things. Funny is not one of them, but he's got this TV show, and he had some hack from CNN on. I just want to take a listen to this. Cut number one.
He really has struggled with how to go after someone who's 20 years younger than him, who is a different gender, a different race. It's kind of been this moment where he has not been able to coalesce around a single attack line.
I know you guys are objective over there, that you just report the news as it is. No, I know. CNN makes a... I know
that's supposed to be a laugh line?
I wasn't supposed to be, but I guess it is. What I wanted to ask is that, but you guys still have your own feelings, what's going to happen on a daily basis.
Jeremy, stop it right there. Stop it right there. Because that's all I need. The phoniness of CNN is apparent even to the Stephen Colbert audience. The crass partisan garbage that comes from CNN is readily apparent even to the assembled leftists who are going to a taping of the Stephen Colbert show. I ask you, Your Honor, do you need any more evidence? Ah, I think not. It is 515 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.